She's back. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay, I am not offended. Okay, your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have, all right? And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay? Let's go. It's episode 3, y'all. I hope you guys are enjoying these episodes. I hope you still love me. The title is, what is your relationship with your father? So this is men asking this. Now, when a man asks a hurt woman who doesn't or hasn't had the best relationship with her dad, they will become very defensive that you're asking this, okay? And depending when you've asked it during a conversation, it may come off very condescending. So if you're in the middle of an argument, it's not a good time to ask this. If y'all are chilling and y'all having a coffee, or you're still getting to know them and you want to ask them about their parents, that's a great time to ask them, what's your relationship with your dad like? A lot of men think being there for their sons is more important than being there for their daughters, when in reality, it's actually both. Your daughters need you just as much as your sons need you. And dads play a very essential role in a woman's life as far as self-love, self-worth, confidence, understanding what it is to be a man, understanding how to love a man, understanding how to respect a man. And knowing what a man should be standard-wise should come from a woman's father. And a lot of women try their best to learn that without their dad around, but it's not impossible, but it is harder, because it's harder to have a daughter find a father-like figure that's not an older man that she's dating and she shouldn't be dating. Maybe she might find it in a coach. Maybe she might find it in an older brother. Maybe she might find it in an uncle. Those are the spaces where I found respectful men. In my brothers, in the uncle, certain coaches I had over the years going to different schools. And those are men that I looked up to and I respected, right? And how a woman will navigate her world with men will depend on the tools and the wisdom other men that were great to her gave her. And so I think it's a great question to ask women that you're thinking about dating. It's a great question to ask women that are your friends. It's a great question to ask someone that you're thinking about getting engaged with. You don't want to be with a person 2 years in and you don't know what their relationship was or is with their father. You don't want to discovered that it's a very toxic relationship and she used to talk to her dad like this and that's why she talks to me like this, or you don't want to find out 6 months in that she doesn't know what it's like to have a good man in front of her and that's why you clash all the time, is because she doesn't know how to treat you how you need to be treated. So I don't think it's a negative question. I just think there's a time and place where you should ask it. And that's what I'm discussing this episode.
Yeah.
So when a man asks you to be honest about this question, it's not because he's trying to be an asshole. It's not because he's trying to be mean. He just wants to know what level mentally you are at as a woman regarding a man. Do you have a valid understanding of a man's point of view? Do you understand how men might be different from women? And if you do, he feels more optimistic to leading you or seeing that you can be taught or you can be led or you would be understanding. But if a woman says, oh, I don't know my dad, he was never shit, he ain't ever gonna be shit, I don't need to talk to him, he's alive, but who cares? It sounds like, to a man, you're going to have a harder time allowing him to lead you. You're going to have a harder time respecting his point of view or where he might be coming from. He's going to have a harder time trying to get you to understand a lot of discussions that might come up in your relationship. And I don't think it's such a bad thing for a man to take that into consideration, because he should. A woman's self-esteem is more balanced if a man and a woman fostered it in a healthy way. So like if a man and a woman help groom her, raise her, teach her, the standard, the values, if she had co-parenting going on with her dad and her mom, if there was a stepfather there, it will bridge the understanding of love, encouragement, self-worth. Her academic success would be a lot better from elementary going into college. If she goes to college, she'll have a better understanding of what life choices she might make if her father is around or was around. She Gets It Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. But that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun, you're missing people, and because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay, but some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, stop worrying, and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. She should protect herself, how she should respectfully interact with other men, how to disagree lovingly with a man, how her dad loved women or respected women, and how she should look for a man to do the same. And if her dad didn't do that, how she's looking for the complete opposite. She would be more understanding of how men can emotionally keep her safe, because she recognizes what it's like to be safe as a woman with a good man. Being her most feminine self comes easier because she was probably comfortable being a girl, not having to be on guard all the time, and be a bit masculine when she's in public, and when she's home, she could be feminine, right? And that gets a lot of pushback now with women, where men might say, oh, women are not feminine anymore. Women are not this anymore. And it's a lot of times it's not their fault. A lot of times it's how they were raised. There's a lot more women who have grown up without their dads being their best and being around. So instead of them being able to be their full girly self all the time, they had to be on guard. They had to be able to fight and protect themselves. They had to be able to maybe not wear the dress they wanted to work from the house. Maybe they put on pants and sweatpants and a bigger jacket when they leave the house. And then when they get to work, they change into clothes. That's a very common thing in a major city, in Philly and in New York, especially in the fall and winter time. There's a lot of creepy people out here when it comes to women. Even for me, when I go running, I think about how comfortable it might be for a man to walk on a different trail by himself as a man and not be on guard about who might do something to them or who might try to grab them. And there's certain places when I go running, I know I can't put myself in a certain situation to walk behind a building or to go on a trail that's in a wooded area because I'm a woman, and more than likely it's easier for a man to overtake my body than it is for him to overtake another man. We have to think in a different way. So when you meet women who are not super feminine off tops, it's because they may have grown up in a different element where they couldn't be that. And so a lot of women are getting into their femininity in their womanhood, in their late 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s. Sometimes it's not their fault, right? But I understand if you have a preference and what type of woman you want to deal with, but a very feminine woman comes with a different set of cons also that a lot of men complain about how needy she might be, how expensive she might be, how demanding she might be, how she wants you to be exactly like her dad or better. And you gotta find your balance, sir. You gotta figure out what you want, because we all cost, right? But a woman's understanding of herself and the perception that she has about herself comes from words of encouragement and enlightenment that her father may have given her, her mom given her, her grandparents have given her. Most women struggle with healthy forms of stability with men because they may have been told from aunts and other women that don't talk to a man unless he got money. You know what I'm saying? If a man can't do something for you, he's nothing, right? And even from other men, if you're a woman and you're beautiful, you should always have money. Or you should never need for nothing if you're beautiful or your front works. From Caribbean people, they're talking about your privates, right? I don't care how you cut it. If you're dictating how you should be treated in a relationship because of what you can give sexually, that's called prostitution, sis. I don't care how you cut it. And there's men and women who pour this into other women. And so women walk around with this entitlement sometimes where they feel like because I have a vagina, because I'm pretty, you should give me X, Y, and Z. So a lot of women do lead with that. And so if you had a father around who was telling you, if a man can do more than I can do for you, or if a man can buy you and give you this, he's not worth it. And so we have a lot of great men out here who may not be the richest, who may not have all of the things that you might want this man to buy for you. It doesn't make him lesser of a man, but society been telling a lot of women that for decades. Okay, so a lot of times what men today are upset about when it comes with women and their entitlement is from what other men in society has been telling them from little girls. So who you really mad at is an old generation of men and women who've been telling women, if a man can't buy you this, give you this, he's nothing. And then you have women who, you know, they want certain things and they want a certain type of consideration and they want a certain type of respect that a man should give to his wife as someone he's dating, as a girlfriend. And honestly, I don't think just because a man is dating you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And this is the second week of y'all dating. He should have to pay your rent, or he should have to pay your car note. Now, if a man wants to lead with his pockets and lead with his wallets, understand this, that if another man comes across this woman and has more than you, it is highly likely that she would leave you for the man who has more. So if a woman does not like you for your character, for your personality, for who you truly are, mindset-wise, the connection that you have emotionally, and she's just with you for your wallet and what you can do for her, then you're setting the tone of what your relationship would be. I'm just letting you know, because there are a lot of women out here who do not like men for real. They just like what they can give them. Just like there's a lot of men out here who do not like women for real. They just want someone that they can go to for sex. They just want someone that they can walk into a room with and make other men jealous or make their ego and their pride better. It's a catch-22 either way. There are a lot of fathers who have been around their daughters since they were born up until they became women, who were there for their daughters, who told their daughters certain things, who never corrected their daughters or gave them boundaries. And these women are spoiled rotten. Their attitude is nasty. Their entitlement is through the roof. And they source out men based upon their wallets. They source out men and bully them with their private parts. Well, if you don't buy me this, if you don't give me this, if you don't do this, you're not getting X, Y, and Z. And if you're a man who is weak-minded and controlled by vagina, controlled by a woman's essence, you're not going to find a woman that you should be with, honestly. You're always going to run into a woman that's trying to use you. You're always going to run into a woman that doesn't care about you overall. She cares about what you can do for her. So be mindful of what type of relationship a woman has had with her father. And if a woman hasn't had a great relationship with her father, ask her why. It could be because he died. It could be because she never met him. It could be because he didn't want to be a father. It doesn't make her less worthy. Because there are plenty of great women who didn't grow up with their fathers who respect men. But some men like a woman who's miserable. Some men like a woman who complains all the time. Some men likes a woman who begs and always needs them for this and wants them for that. And you'll hear so many different conversations about how men don't want a woman if she don't need them for nothing. Right? And there's so many women who have their own money, make more money than men, who will psychologically allow a man to feel like she can't or she doesn't have, so he can feel like the only way she can get her nails done is if I pay for it. The only way she could get her hair done is if I pay for it. And the reality is, most women can pay for their own nails, their own hair, their own clothes, but they just don't want to because they know there's some weak-minded men around who would be like, if that's going to allow me to have your attention, I'll pay for it. If that's going to allow me to possibly be able to sleep with you, I'll pay for it. If that's going to allow me to be able to text you good morning, I'll pay for it. If that's going to allow me to have time with you, I'll send you the Cash App. I'll send you the Zelle. And there's men that do it. And there's women who are in full-blown relationships with other men who get other things paid for by other men. And the person that they with doesn't know. There's women who are married who get things paid for by other men in a relationship with a man, and he doesn't know. He thinks he's running the show. And that's society right now. And there's so many women who are just like, you know what? That's not what I'm trying to do in the relationships that I have. But you have so many men bracing themselves for dealing with a woman like that, that they don't know when they have a woman that is not that in front of them. So you just have to be sure about what you're dealing with. You got to be sure about who you're dealing with. And the way that you get sure is by spending time and having faith and being trusting and being aware and looking at if the words match the actions. And if the words don't match the actions, then you know what you need to do. But there's a catch-22 when you deal with a woman that's been spoiled all her life. There's a catch-22 when you deal with a woman that never had her dad around. And in the middle is a woman that's understanding of both. And she chooses not to be a problem. And she chooses not to be hella needy. And she chooses not to use men. But the crazy part is most men gravitate to women who will use them until the day they hit that casting. And that's the reality of it. You'll have a whole bunch of women out here working for themselves, doing for themselves, saving, buying their own house, paying for their own cars, paying for their insurance, taking care of their kids, being overlooked because you're looking over there with the girl with the BBL body. You looking over there with the girl with the booty weave. You looking over there with the girl with the nice name.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You looking over there with the girl with the lashes, and from head to toe, she's being funded by other men. But you wouldn't know that because you're aloof, okay? You caught up, okay, in the physical, all right? So you just have to be mindful out here. I do not think asking a woman what her relationship was with her father is a bad thing. I think you have to be mindful of when you ask that question and be really genuine about when you ask that question, right? And have some empathy, all right? And some coof. Don't be rude and don't be nasty and don't bring it up in an argument and don't text it either. That's a conversation. That's a face-to-face conversation. I feel like I said a lot. Either way, thank you so much for checking out another episode. My name is Shan. Again, this season is about questions men have about women, and I'm answering it from a woman's point of view. I hope you appreciate it. If you have any comments on today's show, please DM me. Please message me. You can email me at shegetsapod@gmail.com. You can find me at shambipodden.com and shambipodden on all social media. All right, y'all, I'm out of here. It is 12:20 a.m. and I'm gonna go running in the morning because I am not about to let Baylor beat me in these miles this month. I know this is the first week, but I'm gonna beat that man to 35 miles before he get me. Okay. Cause I ain't appreciate the fact that he went past me today by a couple of feet. The rudeness, the audacity.